Assalamualaikum, selamat pagi. Anda menyaksikan Niaga Awak ini. Kita memulakan minggu baru bersama saya Haris Ashraf Hasnan, bersama rakan penyampai.
Saya Najib Arif. Sudah pasti ya Haris, banyak perkembangan kita lihat. Betul. Ringgit semakin menyusut, ya. Kita lihat, dan juga kita melihat minggu ini ada pelbagai angka-angka yang penting akan dikeluarkan di peringkat ekonomi dan juga perniagaan. Sudah pasti minggu ini juga kita menantikan angka untuk suku kedua 2022 KDNK kita, berapa pertumbuhan ekonomi kita dalam keadaan unprecedented challenges ketika ini, dan bermula minggu ini banyak corporate earnings akan dilaporkan, dan itu juga Niaga Awani akan bawakan. Tapi Haris, untuk pertama sekali pada hari ini, pembuka minggu ini, kita sudah pasti melihat kepada prestasi ringgit mingguan. Ringgit dijangka diniagakan dalam jajaran kecil berbanding dengan dolar Amerika Syarikat pada minggu ini. Berikutan, pelabur terus memantau pelbagai data ekonomi global sebagai panduan kepada hala tuju pasaran. Rakan Pengurusan SBI Asset Management Stephen Innes berkata kunjungan Speaker Dewan Perwakilan Amerika Syarikat Nancy Pelosi ke Taiwan baru-baru ini telah menyebabkan keresahan pasaran dalam situasi ketegangan Amerika Syarikat Sino yang semakin memuncak. Dan juga bagaimanapun, pelabur dilihat mengalihkan tumpuan daripada perkembangan geopolitik. Meskipun pertikaian Taiwan telah berakhir, kebimbangan mengenai ekonomi domestik China membayangi sentimen risiko positif. Selain itu, China terus mempolitikkan kawalan COVID-19 yang sepatutnya berakhir pada lewat tahun ini dan memburukkan lagi ekonomi domestik, menyebabkan ringgit boleh mendatar pada sepanjang minggu ini. Peniaga akan kekal memberi tumpuan kepada data indeks harga pengguna IHP Amerika Syarikat pada minggu depan yang tidak dinafikan menawarkan pemangkin utama kepada pasaran mata wang. Melihat kepada sentimen semasa, ringgit dijangka bersikap defensif, diniagakan dalam sentimen berhati-hati dalam jajaran 4.4450 hingga 4.4560 berbanding dolar Amerika Syarikat minggu ini. Jumaat lalu, ringgit mengukuh berbanding dolar kepada 4.4490 berbanding 4.4495 pada minggu sebelumnya.
Sementara itu, kontrak niaga hadapan FTSE Bursa Malaysia KLCI, FBM KLCI di Bursa Malaysia Derivatives dijangka diniagakan tinggi minggu ini menjejaki prestasi kadar asas pasaran tunai. Menurut RHB Investment Bank Berhad, langkah harga positif yang berterusan akan menaikkan indeks lebih tinggi untuk menguji 1,513 mata, diikuti paras halangan pada 1,525 mata. Sementara itu, paras 1,488 mata telah menjadi paras sokongan yang kukuh. Berdasarkan indeks bergerak lebih tinggi berikutan momentum baru, firma itu tidak membuat perubahan terhadap kecenderungan peningkatannya. Bagi minggu baru berakhir, Ogos 2022 naik 9.0 mata kepada 1,499.5. September 2022 menambah 7.5 mata kepada 1,488.5. Disember 2022 meningkat 6.0 mata kepada 1,488. Manakala, bulan kontrak baharu Mac 2023 sebanyak 1,477.5. Jumlah dagangan merosot kepada 35,029 lot daripada 120,758 lot pada minggu sebelumnya. Manakala, kepentingan terbuka berkurangan kepada 40,357 kontrak daripada 43,946 kontrak. Pada asas mingguan, indeks petunjuk pasaran naik 9.32 mata kepada 1,501.55 daripada 1,492.23 pada minggu sebelumnya.
Sementara itu, kontrak niaga harapan minyak sawit mentah MSM di Bursa Malaysia Derivatives dijangka diniagakan rendah minggu ini berikutan aktiviti pengambilan untung. Dan juga peniaga minyak sawit kanan Interbrand Group of Companies, Jim Teh berkata stok dijangka kekal tinggi di Malaysia berikutan harga ekspor Indonesia yang lebih rendah. Oleh itu, pergerakan harga pada minggu ini dijangka berada antara RM3,100 dan RM3,300 satu tan. Indonesia cuba mengurangkan inventory mereka yang tinggi dengan mengecualikan levy ekspornya berkuat kuasa 15 Julai hingga 31 Ogos 2022. Sementara itu, peniaga minyak sawit David Ng menjangka harga niaga harapan diniagakan dengan kecenderungan penurunan berdasarkan jangkaan pengeluaran dan juga paras stok yang tinggi menjelang laporan tanaman utama yang akan dikeluarkan pada minggu ini. Bagi minggu dagangan baru berakhir, niaga harapan MSM Malaysia kebanyakan rendah berikutan persaingan yang kuat daripada harga ekspor Indonesia yang rendah dan juga kebimbangan mengenai inventory yang tinggi dalam tempoh beberapa minggu akan datang. Menurut CGS CIMB Securities Nyan Berhad, pengeluaran MSM Malaysia dijangka meningkat sebanyak 2.8% bulan ke bulan dan 4.3% tahun ke tahun kepada 1.59 juta tan pada Julai 2022. Katanya stok minyak sawit Malaysia dijangka meningkat sebanyak 9.8% bulan ke bulan kepada 1.82 juta tan sehingga akhir Julai 2022. Sebahagian besarnya berikutan pengeluaran yang tinggi. Alright, evolving mission to drive employment and industrial training placements, career coaching and counselling and develop income generating opportunities for Malaysians from a diverse range of skill sets, backgrounds and capabilities that have been the motto for HRD Corp since its rebranding started last year. And the agency since the past years expanded its role to support the training and development needs for all Malaysians. And of course, it has also introduced a series of initiatives that focus on job matching and placement opportunities along with income generating programs for a wider target group, which aim to reduce the country's unemployment rate. Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob last year said that HRD Corp being at the forefront of the nation's workforce development efforts over the past three decades, and that he is confident that HRD Corp will be able to continue to support Malaysia's vision to become a high-income nation based on digital economy through the development of nation's most valuable asset, the Keluarga Malaysia itself. Okay. Joining us this morning is Chief Executive Human Resources Resource Development Corporation HRD Corp, Dato' Shahul Daud. Dato', good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Very good morning.
Thank How you are you, Dato'?
Fine, very good.
Okay, Dato', first of all, you have introduced a lot of changes to HRD Corp for the past 2 years, I would say, right? Mm-hmm. Since you assumed the role as Chief Executive. Can you tell us more about, you know, HRD Corp evolution for the last 2 years?
HRD Corp, it's been in the industry for the last 28 years. Mm-hmm. And the last 2 years, we have done multiple transformations based on the industry needs and requirements. It does not mean that the last 28 years they did not do any transformation. Mm-hmm. They did have transformations, but they did transformation for that particular time, what is best required. But the last 2 years has been very critical. You know, there's a lot of changes, there's a lot of policies that is beyond, has to go on due to the COVID pandemic. Mm. The entire landscape of the training and development has been changed. Firstly, we started to change ourselves from just becoming a pure training and development institution, yeah, to become a human capital organization that takes care of the nation's human capital development. You know, many transformations have happened in the last 2 years. One of the primary, what I would specifically say, was to the rebranding exercise of the HRDF to HRD Corp.
Yeah.
That is simply required due to the fact that many things that we have done in the last 2 years require that changes. One of the core changes that we brought into in HRD Corp was the expansion of the Act. Yeah. What is the expansion of the Act? You know, we have employers who have to pay levy to HRD Corp.
Yeah.
1% of their salary, staff salary to HRD Corp. Before the expansion of that, only three sectors used to pay, mining, service and manufacturing.
Yep. Mm.
We thought, you know, that's not enough. You know, nobody should be deprived of knowledge and skills in the country.
Right.
Either you're a profit-making, non-profit-making, you're a small, medium size, but employees need to go through the training. And this is the right time, you know, and if we don't do this during this time, it's going to be, it's a timely, you know, for us to do expansion of that after the 7-8 months of a lot of effort we put in. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah, last year, 2021, mm-hmm, March, we managed to get the Act gadgeted. Mm-hmm. And now today, we have 18 sectors, 238 sub-sectors paying levy to us.
Okay.
What that does simply means, you will be able to train 6 million over employees by year 2025.
Okay.
Right now, we have close to 4.2 million employees who are registered with us. We have 75,000 employees who are registered with us, and we collect an annual levy of 800 million that was collected in the year 2021. And by year in this year, we project to collect 1.7 billion levy for HRD Corp. So that is one of the major transformation or changes that we brought into. But supporting that transformation of increase of the levy, we need to do other changes that will support the entire ecosystem of HRD Corp. See, primarily HRD Corp, we are not a training provider. We don't do trainings. We don't offer programs. We are just a custodian and we facilitate training for the nation's upskilling and reskilling agenda. And we have multiple stakeholders. One of the three key stakeholders, we have employers who are paying levy to us. We have training providers who conduct the training to support the nation's upskilling, reskilling. And we have employees who are part of the training process.
Right. Yeah.
So these are the three key stakeholders that we need to take care. So we made changes in line with all these three stakeholders to support the nation's system. We brought in multiple policies that are very friendly for the training providers. We brought in policy that is very supportive with the employers. So these are some of the transformations that happened in HRD Corp over the last 2 years or so.
Dato', you've mentioned about reskilling and also upskilling. What are the challenges that you face in order to implement, especially during the pandemic, and also right now we are moving to the endemic? Maybe you can share the fastest, how's the pace? Is it keep on track? How the process of upskilling and reskilling?
See, upskilling, reskilling is something which came very aggressively during the COVID time. Prior to that, yes, people talk about reskilling, upskilling, but the word became very phenomenal during COVID. I mean, we have to understand overall, people still don't take training as a very serious, component for employees upskilling. It's sad, 80% of the employers don't take the trainings very seriously. Anything that needs to be cut during the pandemic, anything that needs to be shortened to save budget, training is the first they will cut on. And and HRD Corp has a very important role to play in this space to create the kind of awareness to make sure that training is a very important component for countries, for nations' development. We talk about, we keep telling, Malaysia have to be like, Japan. We want to have our workforce to be very skilled, high-skilled, knowledge-based economy. We want to be like Germany. All these things is possible only when you put a lot of efforts on the training and development. And training and development have to be very serious. It cannot be like, you just like it, you do it. If not, you don't do it. And
consistency.
But I think I'm happy that though people don't take it very seriously, but COVID has pushed in, and and there's more people are going into the training and development, and not only just traditional training. The good thing about COVID, it has pushed a lot of technology element into the people. Dulu people doesn't want to go into this online training, online programs, but today a lot of them are happy to move into training online space. So we are constantly developing programs that is in line with upskilling and reskilling. Even it can be on a high-skill program, it can be on a B40, it can be Industry 4.0. So we are catering towards the different sectors through our upskilling and reskilling programs.
I want to talk about the HRD Corp micro-credential because a lot of has been said about the HRD Corp micro-credential, especially on the relevance and efficacy to the industry players. A simple question, your comment on this about the HRD Corp micro-credential.
Micro-credential is a big subject. Of course, there's a lot of sensation in the industry for the last 2 months about micro-credential. I mean, it depends on the understanding and, of course, there are some concern queries in the industry that, when there's a sensation, it does not mean they're against what we are doing. But people want some sort kind of clarity. People want a better understanding. So it's the responsibility of us to make sure that, people understand what we continue to do. Micro-credential is a bite-sized qualification, bite-sized qualification focused on specific skills. Micro-credential is a proof of learning in outcome from a learner in a short-term experience. In Malaysia, only academic-based qualification are moved into micro-credentials. Skill-based have not gone into. But in years to come, that is going to be the learning pattern. There's going to be a lot of disruption in the education mode. And HRD Corp has started to understand that space. And we are starting to develop our skill-based framework. I think we'll be the first one to develop industry skill-based framework to support the micro-credential activities. Mm. Of course, micro-credential has multiple components. You know, there are two different components very important for micro-credential. One is verification, and the other one is the certification.
Yep.
You know, if you talk about verification, I would confidently say 90% of the trainings done in Malaysia don't have any evaluation process. Of course, you ask anyone, they just go for the training, finish the training, collect the certificate, and they move on.
Yeah, the post-training.
No, yeah, there's nobody talks about, you know, assessment, evaluation, whether there's a verification, whether there's a proper transfer of knowledge, transfer of technology. I mean, it doesn't have that. But that's how the ecosystem has been designed over the period. So when you want to bring in change, it's not going to be easy. When you want to bring in reforms, it's going to be very hard. Mm. But that's what the industry wanted over the, you know, moving forward.
Yep.
So HRD Corp started to push in this in 2022, April. I'm happy that 25,000 people have put in their costs for micro-credential.
Yep. Mm.
And almost 23,000 courses has been converted from a traditional to micro-credential ready programs. That is a sign of you know, support, I would say. People are willing to buy it. And there are some queries whether it's going to be mandatory, what is the cost, what is the fee about it, why such a kind of cost.
Yeah.
Of course, we will go on to explain why such things are required and mandatory. We want to focus on the quality of education.
Yes.
HRD Corp, you know, if you're talking about making Malaysia once again in a skill-based, you know, you know, workforce, we need to emphasize on the quality. We need to emphasize on the efficiency of training that is delivered.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, I mean, most of the things what we do, we go based on the data. In HRD Corp, you know, is an organization working, is there for 28 years. We got a lot of data that will help us to make decision.
Yes.
18% of the trainings conducted in the year 2020 and 2021 has very poor delivery. You know, the standards of program is not accepted by the employers. Mm. So all these things put into, you know, have been built up. We have left no choice that we have to go for programs that is high quality. You know, we micro-credential, under the verification, we have three components, that is monitor, we have measure, and we have maximize. We want to measure every student that is being trained. You know, whether, for example, if I come into Astro, I want to train people on Astro.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to understand their job nature.
Yep.
What is their background? What is their skill? What do they want to look forward?
Yep.
Then I have to prepare a content that is customized to meet these people.
Mm-hmm.
Once they have done it, I want to see whether the training has you know, transformed to them.
Yep.
The training has been delivered properly. Mm-hmm. So there is a report need to be given to the employer. So the employer will be convinced that every dollar they spend on the training and development is worth it.
Yep. Yeah.
So this is the sum of the process of micro-credential. Of course, micro-credential is just not about coming in, collecting the setting and going into that. You know, that is one of the elements. That is the last element. People also say micro-credential is a nano degree. They also say it's a digital badging. There is a, you know, mini degree. So there's multiple definitions of micro-credential.
Yeah.
But what we wanted to do is to emphasize the quality, emphasize the delivery is done rightly. So I think the employers are convinced about the training, what they do.
Yes.
And HRD Corp, we also want to know data. We wanted to know what kind of training is done, who are these people, what is the effectiveness of the training. So at least we spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, with the expansion of the Act, by year 2025, we are going to collect 5 billion levy.
Okay. Dato, just last question, just a short one. I've been informed that you'll be introducing a super app under HRD Corp, maybe less than 2 minutes, 1 minute. You can share a bit.
Yeah.
HRD, the super app.
HRD Corp is in a very aggressive you know, transformation of our digitalization in the organization. We strongly believe that, you know, technology is the way forward. Not just about the teaching, it's about the way we practice in the organization.
Okay.
We have done multiple development in HRD Corp, and we believe that, you know, we need one application that would put all this application together and make our stakeholders, you know, easily accessible.
Yeah.
And that is the evaluation of Super App. Super App has catering to four different stakeholders, employers, individuals, training providers and trainers. They all will be able to get access to this.
Great.
And we have close to 80 over dynamic features in the Super Apps. Inshallah, it will be launched very soon. And we have started to promote it, and we have close to 1,000 downloads in the last 1 week. cool. For HRD Corp Super Apps.
All right. Yeah. I know there's a lot of things to say, especially on the HRD micro-credential, but no worries. Datuk will be appearing on Notepad Ibrahim Saini as well. Yep. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Datuk Shahul Dawood, Chief Executive Human Resource Development Corporation, HRD Corp. Kita akan berhenti seketika. Kita akan kembali selepas ini.